Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. And with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we once again look at the great scholars of our time. We are joined this evening with Hafiz Anwar Putawala. Hafizah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It is our honor this evening to be able to speak about a great Qari, a great Ustad, a great mentor, a fatherly figure, Qari Uthman Saab Putawala, your father this evening, Hafizah.
Ji.
Alhamdulillah. Hafizah, as always, we start from the beginning of the individual. Can you probably just introduce your father in terms of the family background and in terms of who the Putawala family is?
Most certainly, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First and foremost, a welcome to radio listeners. Every once in a while, a man of extraordinary character appears upon this earth, imparting humility and warmth. Many people were blessed to have met and interacted with one such remarkable individual, and that is my late father, Maulana Qari Uthman Putawala. Now, Qari Saab, as he was popularly known, was born in Surat, India, on the 22nd of November 1922. He had four brothers and three sisters, all of whom are late. Now, Surat was his home where he got married and lived for 26 years. Thereafter, he spent 60 years of his life in South Africa, 33 years in Rudiput, and 27 years in Azadville. On the 30th of May 2009, he passed away from multi-organ failure. His sudden illness and passing came as a shock to all of us. That, Maulana, is a brief family history.
Abhinav, we might mention that he's lived 22 years of his life in Surat. Would that mean that probably his initial ta'lim and his initial education was done in Surat?
Okay. My father studied in Madrasa Jamia Husseiniya in Randir,
okay,
which is not too far away from Surat.
Ji.
And he completed his hifz in 1934. At the age of 12. He then went on to become a Qari. Now in 1945, he graduated to become an Alim. Between 1946 and 1948, he made imamat and performed Taraweeh at one of the masjids in Surat. That is basically a brief synopsis of where he studied, Maulana.
Respected listeners, we are discussing the life of Hafiz Qari Uthman Putawala. And if you want to, you can join us in the program if you interacted with him, if you knew him, if he was involved in your life in any way. Just send us a message. The number is 071-878-9748. 071-878-9748, and inshallah we'll try and read some of your messages and we'll try and share your experiences with Qari Saab that you had. He was probably an ustad, he performed your nikah, or there was something about him that you knew or you remembered. So if there was something that you could share with us, please do so on the number once again, 071-878-9748. Rizab, at that time, we're looking at 1940s, probably around there. Would you know any of his ustads, or was it something a bit difficult for you to gather that sort of information?
Maulana, I can recall of an ustad that came to Rudipur in the 1970s, and I can't recall his name, but he's the only alim that I can recall was an ustad of my late father.
Okay. Probably it was the earlier stages. My father also studied in Jamia Husseiniya. I will probably ask him if in the archives there is who were some of the ustads at that time. Sir, nevertheless, Karisap, you made mention that your father stayed for about 22 years in India. What was some of he? When did he make the journey from India to South Africa?
Okay. My father was recruited by the Rudipur Muslim Institute in 1949. He was assigned to do imamat and teach in the local madrasa. In August of 1982, he moved to Azadville and continued his duties as an imam of the Azadville Jamia Masjid until the end of 1997. Now, my father cherished the Holy Quran and was a tremendous reciter of it. Also, he made a concerted effort to read the Quran with correct tajweed and proper pronunciation. A hallmark of his efforts of the Holy Quran had been the attendance of Taraweeh prayers during Ramadan from people in the local community as well as people from nearby towns. Of significant note was his rendition of Quranic ayats pertinent to the occasion whenever he was the imam. It was also gratifying to witness the diligence he displayed when performing the Al-Wida khutbas in Ramadan as well as the Eid khutbas. Over the years, he performed many nikahs and was always willing to share in the happiness of the newly wedded couples and their respective families. Also, he would participate in prayer rituals associated with Muslim funerals, helping to ease the pain of many bereaved families. It is therefore my firm belief that the communities he served benefited immeasurably from the services which he rendered.
Respected listeners, we have a message coming in. This is coming in from Imran, one of the most humble and amazing people to have graced our lives. What an inspirational man in the recital of the Quran. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus and the highest stages in Jannah. Ameen. And that message obviously comes from Imran. So if you want to send us a message regarding Qadi Uthman Puttawala, the number is 071-878-9748. And you can just drop me a WhatsApp or an SMS message, inshallah, and I will try and read it out to you, the listeners of Radio Islam International. A point of note, Qadi Uthman Puttawala started imamate in 1949, right up till 1997. Am I right, Karisa?
Correct.
So that's a period of just about 48 years that he was doing imamate. Imagine a person serving the community of what we would call the West Rain for 48 years is an amazing achievement. That besides, obviously, the janaza, the nikahs, the functions, the programs, the khutbahs, the jumu'ahs, just our 5 daily salah with utmost amount of punctuality for 48 years, a person is making imamat. We can well imagine how much of Quranic tilawat, and that too Qadi Uthman's tilawat is well known by many, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then blessed him with. So, Qadi Sahab, we discussed a little bit about his initial stages, his studies, and some of the other services that he rendered once he came back, once he came to South Africa.
Yeah.
What are some of the standout things for you of his service to the community within this 48-year period?
Okay, I would like to mention, Maulana, some of the salient qualities
sure.
which the listeners of Radio Islam can take cue from. My father's punctuality, neatness, and his general presentability are worthy of emulation. A truly special human being who spread love, respect, and unity wherever he went. His amiability and his impeccable personal conduct were always readily noticeable. Maulana had a passionate love for the Holy Quran, as you have just stated. Example of that would be, whenever we embarked on a journey, he had this habit of reciting the Holy Quran constantly. Also, he had the personal attributes to work with integrity and devotion. My late father was popular among the young and elderly and succeeded in establishing sound working relationships in all situations. He had a bearing which radiated courtesy and decorum and a dignity that befitted an imam of the masajids of Rudiput and Azadville. These are some of the salient qualities which I've just mentioned, Maulana.
Sure, there's a message that comes. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Dilshad Putawala. Qari Uthman was my grandfather. So I grew up interacting with him on a daily basis. Not only was he very learned Islamically, but he also advised us with regards to circular matters. He was liberal-minded, humble, and had a loving approach to all matters. I was lucky enough to have him perform my nikah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Respected listeners, you can send us a message or a text with regards to your interaction with Qari Sahab. The number is 071-878-9748. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will try and see if we can just read it for you. Another message coming in is a young boy cherishes his beautiful qirat. May Allah grant him Jannah. Later, his illustrious son, Hafiz Anwar, studied with me then at the University of Durban, and that's from Nurullah, from Mafeking. Obviously, many people remembering Qari Sahab very, very well, and many people have those memories of him performing Salah in the Rudaput area as well as in the Azadville area from there. Abhisa, we discussed the salient qualities and some of the things that he had done. For you, what are the services that he rendered to the community? We made mention of the Jummah Salah, the Khutbah, the Nikah.
Yes.
Is there anything else that stands out for you that we would probably share with the listeners this evening?
I would just like to mention a few things regarding my father as a family person.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Maulana, as you know, everyone will have their own special memories of my father. By so many, those who knew him well, respected by all. To me, he was everything. A gentle, caring, and kind father, thoughtful and honest, a man of strong principles. He was like a father figure to many, a man whom you could turn to knowing that he would impart solutions to a difficulty experienced. He lived with so much optimism evident in everything he did. He had a great gift to effect positive change. He had tremendous foresight and would resolve many difficult situations with tact, diplomacy, and empathy. No doubt, he has left a void in our hearts. His jovial personality no longer fills our lives with happiness and laughter. He could brighten our dullest day just with his presence, and that is sorely missed. Maulana, my recollection of my father, in simple terms, was because of his cordial personality. He and I shared many good discussions and fond memories. I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing me with a father who showed me so much of love, affection, and support at every stage in my life. Inshallah, I hope to live up to the legacy he's left as he inspired me to be productive and a contributing member to society. Maulana is saying, when someone you love becomes a memory, the memory becomes a treasure. May Allah grant him the highest stages of Jannat till Firdaus. Ameen.
Ameen, ameen. Let's take a clip and listen to Qari Uthman Saab Puttawala. Obviously, this is now in his later part of his life. Some of the recordings that we managed to salvage. Let's take a look at listen to Qari Uthman Puttawala's reciting. And inshallah, when we return, we shall carry on.
Okay.
إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصمة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين. قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمن أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون. قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون. قالوا لئنك له الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون. فلما غيابة الجب أنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون قالوا يا أبانا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين وجاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه قال يا بشرى هذا غلام وأسروه بضاعة والله عليم بما يعملون وشروه بثمن
You're listening to Ulama Profiles on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Qarisat's recitation of the Quran was legendary. I will never forget his Jumu'ah sermons and appropriate surahs. He was recruited by means of someone hearing him in surah. In Surah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. That's one message that come in. Another one, Brother Ahmed says, I remember Qari Putawala, who for many years read on the 29th night of Ramadan at the 15th Street Masjid. He read all 20 rakat. What beautiful recitals. And obviously that is from Brother Ahmed. Assalamu alaikum, my neighbor to the Putawalas. Indeed, Maulana was a great inspiration to all. May Allah grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. And that comes from the Mullah family. Another message coming in, Assalamu alaikum. This message is from my granddaughter Bilqis. My grandfather was not only a great example, he inspired us in many ways. He always exuded such positive energy and always reached for great height. We have fond memories of him as children. His demeanor has certainly rubbed off unto us. Most importantly, instilled the love for Quran and enjoyed its recitation within us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Grant reward him for his great soft nature and the legacy that he has left behind. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. For those of us that know, Maulana spent a great deal of his time in Rudaport, and we have one of the brothers from Rudaport joining us today, Brother Muhammad Ali. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah for joining us this evening. You obviously interacted with Qari Saab in the days of Rudaport when he was in his youth, when the vibrancy was showing, when the tenacity was moving him. What are some of the experiences you had of Qari Saab?
I can just speak all these, you know, he's been such a superlative personality that, you know, in your introduction you said that he was a powerful person. And what he has left behind is a legacy of, you know, that I wish we could follow that legacy. He was very resolute in his duties as an imam and as a maulana. He joined us from, like you said in your interview there, in your introduction, he was brought from Surat in 1949. He came and settled down in Rudaport, and he took up the duties of an imam and a Maulana, teacher as well. He has fulfilled this mandate unselfishly and really and truly, an imam for 33 years in Rudaport, he's sadly, sadly missed, and his kiraat, you know, as far as the kiraat is concerned.
Right.
I could just dwell on that.
Sure.
His taravis were followed by people far and wide. You know, in the old Transvaal that day, that time, you didn't have many masjids around in your area. You had a selective few masjids. And these masjids were frequented by our Maulana Usman Putawala. That time we used to make khatam of the Quran in Ramzan on the 27th night. So he left him free to move around on the 28th and 29th. And he has graced this Taraweeh. I mean, I cannot put words to what the way this man has recited his Quran absolutely diligently, faithfully, and really and truly in a masterful manner. He has served this Rudaport Muslim community unselfishly for 33 years. His qiraat, you know, you can't speak, there's not enough flowery terms or endearments that you can actually put to this.
Tell me, what was the one recitation that just stood out for you? That sometimes when you're sitting, your mind just goes back to it. What is the one, you know, there's always one favorite recital that everyone remembers. What do you remember, Brother Muhammad Ali?
In Fajr Namaz, he used to read Surah Maryam.
Subhanallah.
And I tell you, it is, you know, you wish you could just carry on and on and on listening to him. The other part of his qiraat was Taraweeh. I mean, you never ever tire out listening to this man. And, you know, when it comes a weekend in Rudaport, in Ramzan, there was no parking. There was no parking in the mosque, near around the mosque. People came from far and wide to come and listen to this melodious recital of his Quran. Absolutely unselfishly. His late wife, if I could just explain that as well, also conducted madrasa. That time you didn't have grade R's and grade 1's and what have you.
Right.
So we used to go to the house which was next to the mosque, and we were taught by Appa Kulsum very diligently, and our Islamic foundation was actually laid or began with the Putawalas. We as youngsters, I mean, we've got fond memories. I have very fond memories of him because our interaction with him was very, very close, a very, very close interaction with him. And we miss it. It's sorely missed. And long may his legacy carry on, and long may people try to emulate what this man has left behind. It's absolutely, you know, I don't have words to say, but I can say this much. A very humble, modest person, and absolutely fulfilling his duty to the T. His mandate was given as Imam and Maulana, and he fulfilled this without fear and favor.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, Brother Muhammad Ali.
I just need to say one little anecdote about his resolve. Here was a man that was so resolved in his achievements and his goals that he actually got himself a driver's license without having much command of the English language in 1967.
Yeah.
The day he got his license, the very next day, he packed his family and they went off to Durban for a holiday.
Subhanallah.
Now this is how resolute this man was. And long may his memories carry on in Rudaport. He was a beam of light, of knowledge, perseverance, humbleness, you know, whatever words you can use, whatever endearments they are, you can actually bless him with all those endearments. He was totally, totally a man to be recognized and to be appreciated.
No, really an amazing individual, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill and inspire us all with that same sort of endearments that you make mention of.
Inshallah, ameen, and
ameen.
May his abode be filled with nur and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
ameen.
Both him and my Appa Kulsum. I've got very fond memories of Appa Kulsum as well. a very stern woman, but very loving person, a very, very loving couple who we've endeared to our hearts wholly and solely.
Jazakallah so much, Brother Muhammad Ali.
Barakallah and Jazakallah for giving us the opportunity of expressing our appreciation. Jazakallah.
Brother Muhammad Robert sends a message. He says, Alaikum. Harisab was my ustad for many years in Rudaport, and a good friend of my marhum father was instrumental in asking Harisab to take up the post in Rudaport. It comes from another message. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, we were blessed to have Marhum Harisab as our neighbor. Harisab was always present at all our happy occasions and sad ones, always blessing us with his du'as, performed all our nikahs and that of our children, always reciting a beautiful du'a, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and that is from the Raja family. We have another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. As a grandson of Qari Uthman, I admired him as a man of honor and had the ability to mingle with the young and the old. I have fond memories of him giving me sweets after madrasa. May Allah fill his qabr with nur. Ameen. He was truly an inspiration, and that comes from one of the grandchildren. So Hafiz Anwar, obviously and naturally, many people, if you serve a community for over 48 years, people are always going to give accolades to you. But what is something that you remember of your father that you think you would like to share with the listeners?
Maulana, when I think of my father, I think of how a man of his age and stature could come down to even the level of children by always smiling, laughing, talking, and bringing such joy and happiness in my life. You know, Maulana, people pass on, but their lives are in our hearts constantly. So in conclusion, Maulana, I would like to express my gratitude to you, Maulana Ubaidullah, and of course to Radio Islam, for giving me this opportunity of offering some useful insights regarding my late father, Qari Uthman Puddawala.
Jazakallah so much for your time this evening, Afisab.
Jazakallah to you, Maulana.
Ameen, inshallah. Make special dua for the Radio Islam team and for all those that have lost close and near and dear ones.
Ameen. Ameen.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah. Very well. And who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Abu Aswad from Azadwa.
Uncle Babu, so nice to speak to you this evening.
Maulana, the previous caller actually took all the words out of my mouth, like, about Maulana.
Like,
I was still a very young boy, and I remember it's the first time I came to Rudaport for school in madrasa.
Right.
So when we came to the madrasa in the afternoon, and he's asking me, from where are you coming? And he took me in my arms into his lap, and I sat on his lap, and he's giving me little advice about the madrasa also.
Gee.
This particular Maulana, I don't think so you'll ever find him anywhere now. That's all, Maulana.
People like that are special, Uncle Babu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, give you good health, and give you long life, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen.
Make a special dua for us, Uncle Babu.
As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu rahmatullah. We have a message. As-salamu alaykum. Qari Uthman Sa Puddawala performed my nikah in 1983. Qari Sahab had a voice to listen to. Too good in fulfilling his duties, Qari Sahab performed Taraweeh in Azadwal, where I was privileged to read behind Qari Sahab. And that comes from Isuk Karodia from Azadwal. Truly an amazing individual. I've read many a salah behind him in Azadwal. When my uncle Maulana Hassan Ravitch used to stay there, he was studying. Then I would obviously go there and we would spend time with my granny. And then we would go to the masjid. And at the Jamia Masjid, when we would go, Qari Sahab, although that time he was in the latter part of his life, but definitely he's reciting his salah, his character, his impeccable dress was something that always stood out. And for myself and obviously my colleagues and the other ulama-i kiram, what motivation for us, a man that spent 48 years fulfilling the responsibility of the musalla. Obviously, we could take so much from there. And for the listeners, the interaction that you can have with those that are near and dear to you, you might never understand what it could do to those that are around you and the remembrance that it will always bring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are all able to take from great luminaries such as Qari Uthman Sahib Putawala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. We take a listen to his recitation, we play the ad breaks, and thereafter we conclude the program inshallah. Reminder that next week inshallah we are going to be doing with regards to Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. So Mufti Siraj Desai will be joining us. So just keep that in mind, save the date and stay tuned. We have a message. This is Ismail Karisab's eldest grandson. He has no doubt left with me special memories and life lessons, in particular the respect he had and the love he had for my grandmother. A true inspiration on how to treat a wife. His powerful voice still echoes in our memories today, an inspiration to one and all. And obviously from that we conclude the program for this evening. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.